Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Number one in everybody's polls coming into this game tonight. The Ravens are making a statement that they'd like to take that spot over. I know coming into the season, the Raiders had five opponents ranked in the top 10 nationally. We're going to see the Phoenix Outlaws coming up. They were as high as fourth. We had the Detroit Ravens. We've also got the Motor City Rams. They were ranked at eight. And there's the Michigan Bills were in there as well, too. So now you've got a chance for the Ravens to come out saying, hey, we beat the best, and now we're the best team in the country.
Under 6 minutes to go here in the game. Ravens with a fresh set of downs at the Racine 32-yard line. Hand off to Barnes. Barnes tries the middle of that Raiders defensive line and will get two. It'll be a second down and eight. Well, next week, a big one for Racine, the Indy Bison coming into town. They have been having themselves a nice season, be coming in for alumni night as well as the Hall of Fame induction ceremony where three folks will be inducted into the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame. Hope that fans come out to historic Horlick Athletic Field to watch that one. Hopefully we get some decent weather. Seems like whenever we're on the road, the weather's pretty good when back home, and whenever we're at home, we haven't had that kind of luck.
And it's what? This game will be at home, and then the next game is at home, too. That'll be the Phoenix Outlaws coming in from Arizona, correct?
On the 14th? That's correct, yep. And then the 21st will be at home as well. The next road game is the last game of the season, so regular season, July 12th.
And you get some special games. We've got Alumni Night next week. We've got Armed Forces Appreciation Night on the 5th of July after the Independence Day holiday. And you got some good teams coming to historic Horlick Athletic Field.
A third down and eight for Detroit and Webster. Webster hands it off, trying to get the edge is Mitchell. Flag comes out. Mitchell gets free. Mitchell dancing around before Haggins ties him up. But there is a flag down, and I think that's going to come back for a hold at the 29-yard line.
Well, he moves like a little pinball in there. That's not often you see Arian Ivey get faked out like that on a quick juke, and he just, Ivy's got superior athleticism, and he just whiffed on that tackle.
So remain third down. It'll push them back, however. And put them behind the sticks here, back at the 41-yard line. They need to get down to the 24 for a first down, so it'll be a third down and 17 here for the Ravens.
Clock continues to bleed with only 4.5 to go in this matchup tonight.
Webster looking to pass, going down the far sideline, throws well behind his receiver, who is out there on Chan Island. That was Hannah again. They'll bring up fourth down, and they will bring out the kicking unit to try and pin Racine back deep.
Yeah, I think this is a case where you're going to spend some time looking at it. They haven't been outplayed that badly. There's been some big chunk plays. They have hurt themselves in some cases, and it's a case of right now I got to circle the offense and say, hey, what's your identity? What are you going to be? You had some success with the five wides. We didn't see a lot of different personnel groupings for them. It was a lot of two tight end and an H-back and two wides. What will they do next week?
And so they're taking time to get the punt off. Should have been, you'd think it would have been a legal lineman downfield because their linemen all released, but no flag. And so that'll get downed inside the 2-yard line. And it'll bring up a first down and 10 for Racine there, but that was interesting.
Beautifully executed play by the gunner to get down there and just wait for that pass, or wait for that punt, rather, to come downfield, and he took it, and now the Raiders are backed up, and it's 98 yards for young young Schick there at quarterback to get him something on the board with, and to maybe just make this a little bit more respectable of a score. And that point differential does play an impact when it comes to playoff seedings as well, too.
20-point lead for the Ravens. Schick standing in his end zone. Ball on the 2-yard line of Racine. See if the Raiders can mount a drive here. And the handoff doesn't go very far. I think that was Malcolm Young that carried that one, getting back to the line of scrimmage, and will set up a second down and 10 as the Raiders have a bunch of players in there that maybe normally don't see a ton of playing time. And normally we see them in the opposite end of these sorts of games.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get, but you still got some players out there that are your top drawer. You got Bibby Davis flanked out one way, you got Will Norwood at the other.
Schick with a back to his right and a back behind him. Schick hands it off, and Young tripped up as he tries to get through the line, gains maybe one, and it'll be a third down and 9 for Racine.
You just like to see him get something going. I thought that last drive, there was at least some action going where they were able to get the ball and move it, but then to shoot themselves in the foot in the red zone again, they just seem to be, in that last 10, 15 minutes, in a case of they just can't get the ball into the end zone. And I don't know if that's schematically. I don't know if it's a matchup situation or if it's just mistakes on their part. But, man, you'd like to see some more scoring out of those two long drives that they had tonight, one to start the game and then one here earlier in the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just going to say three receivers off to the left, a back to the right of Schick. Schick looking to pass, and Schick, the receiver, hit right as the ball got there, incomplete, and it'll bring up a fourth down and send out the punting unit for Racine. So Detroit Ravens, with 2:18 to play, are going to get the football back, and they are going to end the Racine Raiders' 31-game winning streak. Both of these teams, last year the Ravens had a 30-plus game winning streak ended by the Motor City Rams. And this year, the Ravens returned that favor that the Rams gave them, and the Raiders are going to have their 31-game winning streak, a franchise record, ended here in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Heels on the back line for Wodak as he awaits the snap to try and get this punt off. Raiders running players out there. Another case of, I think, some of those injuries and attrition, Emlyn playing a little bit of a role here.
Yeah, it affects you on special teams, too.
Wodak, a nice high kick. Morris is going to go back on it. He hauls it in at the 47-yard line. He's able to get out of an ankle tackle, dancing around, trying to find some room, and he's just going to run out of bounds at the 48-yard line as white jerseys escort him out with 2:05 remaining. Ravens football, they'll be able to run a play here before we get to the 2-minute timeout on the Raiders side of the field.
Good coverage there by Stephon Chapman, the gunner coming down on that side. And the Raiders have not given up. And I think one of the things that separates them as an organization, besides all the support and the other people that are involved, from the chain gang to the concession stand to the trading post to the volunteers on the blacktop crew to having a large media team, one of the things you see with the Raiders is they're getting beat tonight, and this is going to be a tough loss, losing after you've won 31 in a row. Some of these players have never lost in a Raiders uniform, and now you're going to have to sit with that, but they have not lost their composure. They've not lost their intensity, and they're playing hard right until the end, playing within the whistle, but it's been two model organizations here, and you can see why they have had a lot of wins and are well-respected across the country.
As the Ravens come out, run a play here before the 2-minute timeout. Three receivers left, one to the right. Handoff. They're going to give a counter on the end around to the receiver, Brown, and Brown will be hauled out of bounds at the Racine 45-yard line. picks up six on the play. It'll be a second down and four, but that brings us to the two-minute timeout with 1:50 to play in the game. We will step away. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
The pitch over to the right side, and not much running room. Gary Young comes in there to take down yet another running back. That's Antonio Brown, who's listed as a DB. He picks up a yard, and it'll bring up a third down and three. They'll give him credit for two now, bring up a third and two for the Ravens.
Raiders have got a couple of players checking in for the first time on defense on this drive. Lathan Christian checks in at linebacker, and then William Hoglund joins him in the second level of the defense. And we also see Carter Mayer checking back in for the Raiders tonight.
And now they make it more a third and three at the 45 again. About a minute left to play in this one. Ravens are going to stay unbeaten. As Morris in there, he's going to take the snap and try and find some space, and he will have just enough for a first down to the Raiders' 41-yard line. Nine carries for 34 yards coming into this game, as he will be in there, it looks like, the rest of the way here for Webster to finish this one out, and they'll just need to take a knee to end this contest and end the Racine Raiders' 31-game win streak. They'll try and get it all kick-started again next week, Emlyn, in front of all the alumni for Alumni Night and the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Make sure you come out to historic Horlick Athletic Field, and I think the officials are going to say, nah, we won't even make you snap it one more time. So this is going to end up being the end of the game. 27-7, the final. The Detroit Ravens take down the Racine Raiders in this national matchup here tonight in Farmington Hills, Michigan. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll come back. We'll recap this one. Look ahead to next week and the rest of the season. Our stats online appears to be down, so not sure if we'll be able to get you final stats tonight, but we'll see what we can do. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Back in a minute.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Game win streak for Racine is no more. It stops there as the Detroit Ravens take them down 27-7 tonight here at the Hawk in Farmington Hills at the Farmington Hills Community Center. The Raiders will be at home for five games coming up. So all of June plus the annual July 5th night game, Veterans Night game as well, Military Appreciation Night. Next week is Alumni Night, as they will host the Indy Bison Make sure you come out for that. Celebrate the alumni of that helped build this franchise. Then June 14th, it was a highly anticipated game. The number one team coming in to tonight in the West or East versus the number one team in the West, the Phoenix Arizona Outlaws. They'll be making the trip to Racine on June 14th. All of that has been confirmed per General Manager Jeff Schick. June 21st, the River City Rough Riders from Wisconsin, Minnesota kind of do a slash there. June 28th, the Alabama Beavers coming up. And then July 5th, the Fayetteville, North Carolina Commandos. So Raiders playing teams from five different states on this five-game homestand, and July 5th will be the next one a particularly special night, alumni night, and then July 5th a special one as well, Emily.
Yeah, and the Fayetteville Commandos, for people that are not familiar with that organization, there's a big Army military installations in the Fayetteville area. They have 20 veterans or active duty players on their team. Now, the Raiders have a couple of veterans of their own. The Flores brothers immediately jumped to mind, having served in the Army and the Marine Corps. But that's going to be a special game, and there will be a tailgate for the veterans before the game. The Raiders are putting on with Operation Barbecue Relief, so that'll occur before the game, and then we'll have the tailgate again after the game for players of both squads, as the Raiders normally host their opponents after the game for a little camaraderie and fellowship after the end of the contest.
27-7 the final. Sorry, our live's out. Our stats just came through, the final stats. We'll take a quick look at those. Well, now it's not letting me open the message, so maybe we won't be taking a quick look at those. Did it come through for you, sir?
No. Incredible okay. Passing night for the attack from the Detroit Ravens. I don't think we've seen anybody that's this good in the passing game, and I think that's going to give the coaches and the players something to work on. And we're missing some people. We've got a couple of starters out, and we're going to have to get some other people to grow up really quickly and play up to their potential and grow into some roles that maybe they haven't been used to. We've seen Cameron Hall, who's been exceptional at defensive end, pressed into service now at linebacker with the veteran Justin Benko. Looking at the back nine of his career with a significant injury, he's going to be out for a little bit. You got the Tat Man himself, J.D. Hardy, who's been injured as well, too. There's going to be some holes to fill. Somebody's going to have to step up and do it.
Yeah, Webster, 21 of 30, 319 yards, 4 TDs with a long of 46. Locke was 15 of 26, 146 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception. Sawyer Schick, 2 of 9 for 41 yards in this one. Raiders with 17 first downs to 22 for the Detroit Ravens. Racine was 4 of 12 on third down. Detroit was 3 of 8. Racine with 230 total yards in the game. Detroit with 424. No Detroit running back with more or rusher with more than 30 yards on the ground. Receiving wise for Racine, you had 3 for 35 for Payne, 4 for 29 for Davis, and 2 for 35 for Payne, 2 for 6 for Revolinsky, 3 for 29 for Davis, 2 for 26 for Lewis. Dylan Flores with the lone touchdown catch, 1 catch for 8 yards. A.J. Smith, a huge game, 8 catches, 164 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Ravens. And then they also had 4 for 51 for Vincent Howard, and he had a touchdown in the game as well. Quez Hall with 1 catch for 15 yards, and it went for a touchdown for the Ravens. And defensively, trying to see if I can read these here, Channing Schultz, 3 tackles. Turner had 5. Graham with 4. Holloway with 4. Hogland and Haggins with 2 apiece. 7 for Gary Young. 7 for Jordan Donowski. 3 for Nico Lemke. On the Detroit side, they were led by Tipton, who had 7, along with 2 sacks. King Jackson, 2 tackles. They both were sacks. An interception by Morris. And Tipton also had the forced fumble for the Ravens. So 27-7, the final here at the Hawk. Want to thank our entire crew, Jeremy Wozrick, who is doing social media on the sidelines, Jack Redlin, who is doing our stats, Rochelle Thomas on one camera, Dave Zuper on the other. We had Daryl Januzzi, our studio engineer, back at the WRJN studios. We have Nick Gatta, who's going to be walking home tonight, our producer and director here on the live stream. This guy here, that's Emlyn Thomas. And I'm Don Wadowitz. We hope to see you at historic Horlick Athletic Field next week as the Raiders begin a five-game homestand. Next week, a big one against the Indy Bison. It'll be alumni night, Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, all sorts of activities going on. Get your tickets early from the Racine Raiders website at racineraiders.com. From here in Farmington Hills, Michigan, the final again, the Detroit Ravens 27, the Racine Raiders 7. I'm Don Wadowitz reminding you to live life to the fullest and be good to one another. Have a great and safe rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you next week from home sweet home at historic Horlick Athletic Field. This has been the Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Down. Oh, boy. Midnight train and go. My world, his world, our world, my heathen.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Thank you. WJN.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Tumble and fall, or the mountain
dreaming and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. There are evacuations underway in Canada and air quality alerts in the U.S. It's all due to wildfires in Canada. CBS News Minnesota meteorologist Lisa Meadows.
We're actually seeing some of that wildfire smoke getting pushed in further from the north. Also, you could kind of see a brown hue further off to the west in the Dakotas, and that's where the air quality sensors have dropped off to unhealthy.
Reporter Josh Crabb is in Manitoba, Canada, where thousands of people have had to evacuate.
Several large fires in remote areas of the province, which are posing a danger to crews and multiple communities. Firefighters are using water bombers, helicopters, and crews on the ground are trying to protect cities, towns, and indigenous communities. The Canadian military has been called in to rescue people from one remote First Nation where the airport has been closed and the power is out. They're being brought here to where we are before being sent farther south for safety and shelter.
One person is dead and several others injured after tornadoes ripped through central Kentucky yesterday. Parts of the state got hit 2 weeks ago, like where Tanya Poindexter lives in London, Kentucky. She's hoping for help from FEMA, which visited just yesterday.
People that can come in with man or woman power and come in and just help them build stuff or move their heavy furniture that, you know, that is left, because that's what me and my two daughters